In the meeting, somehow I felt, seems like the pianist has changed.
等了散会以后，我就问这个姊妹，我说今天晚上。
So after the meeting, I asked her, did any other sister play the piano for you tonight?
她说我一开始的时候，我全身没有办法动，因为她的背非常的痛。
And then she says, at the beginning of the meeting, I couldn't move because my back hurts.
她说一天都没有办法站起来。
And I couldn't stand up the whole day.
所以她就找了另外一个姊妹侍琴。
So she asked another sister to play the piano.
但是当我们在那里赞美敬拜的时候，神的同在领导他。
But when we were praising God, the presence of God came to her.
神的医治也领导他。
And so does the healing of God.
到后来，他身上的疼痛就是完全就除掉了。
And all the pain on her disappeared.
所以他就到最后，他可以起来弹琴。
So at the end, she could stand up and play the piano.
所以有的时候，我们是要在赞美的里头让神来做。
So a lot of times we need to let God work in our praises.
来宣告神所为我们成就的。
And we proclaim what He has already done for us.
在信心里头，我们来接受神所做成的。
And in faith, we accept what He has done for us.
而神真的是能够这样子坐在我们中间。
And God can really do such wonders in our midst.
今天我们在的一个征战是一个属灵的征战。Today
what we are engaged in is a spiritual warfare.
不是凭着我们的血气能够征战。Not
by our flesh we can fight.
所以我们征战的兵器也不一样。So
our weapons are different too.
当然我们要借着祷告。Of
course through prayers.
我们要借着赞美。And
we also through praises.
当我们赞美的时候，这是好像一个两刃的刀。When
we praise, it's like we're holding a double-edged sword.
可以得胜。
So that we can gain the victory. When we praise, God will come out and fight for us. So let's learn to fight in praises.
另外一件事情，赞美是我们在神面前的一个侍奉。
And also to praise is our service for God.
也是我们在神面前所献的一个祭。
And it's also a sacrifice that we offer to God.
当所罗门把圣殿建成的时候，
When Solomon finished building the temple,
祭司在里面献祭,
the priests were offering sacrifices,
利未人在里头唱歌,
and the Levites were singing.
他们也都是预表今天我们这一班得救的人。
And they're all typified of we were saved.
我们来到神的家里头的时候,
when we come to God's house,
我们就是在这里要向神献祭。
And we are here to offer sacrifices to God.
我们向神唱歌。
And we sing to Him.
那我们今天所献的祭当然跟以前不一样了。
And of course we offer different type of sacrifices today.
刚才我们唱的短歌里头就讲到几个祭。
In the hymn that we sang, it talks about the sacrifices.
我们要用感谢为祭。
And we shall use thanks as our praise.
我们要用赞美为祭。
Sacrifice of praise.
我们用我们的喜乐的心为祭。
Sacrifice of joy.
像这一些都是在神面前我们在新约所要献的祭。
And these are the sacrifices that we shall offer in the New Testament era.
我们说献祭好像很简单，
Seems very easy to offer sacrifice.
但是对很多的人不是那么容易。
But it's not so for many.
因为献祭有的时候是要付代价的。
Because it costs price.
献祭有的时候是要让这个死的。
Because sometimes it takes death.
所以有的时候我们在赞美的时候，我们不容易起来赞美。
So that's why sometimes it's hard for us to praise.
因为我们这个人还是把自己保全得很好。
Because we still preserve ourselves very completely.
我们不太愿意能够把我们这个人整个献给主。
It's very hard for us to offer our whole being to God.
所以有的时候我们在，好像刚才我们有薄饼聚会嘛，
Like now we had the breaking of bread meeting.
在这个时候也就是一个很好的机会，我们可以把我们的感谢赞美献给神。
And that's a good chance that we can offer our praises and thanks to God.
有的时候我们好像有点保留。
But a lot of times we are very reserved. We
said,
oh, I don't pray well. And then my prayer, the words are not as good as others. So we draw back, we withdraw. And that is not to offer sacrifice. Because if we offer, we have to put on the altar and let it die.
所以当我们要来主面前赞美敬拜的时候，我们要把自己放在死的地位上。
So when we come before God to offer sacrifices of praises, we have to first put ourselves to death.
我们不要注意我们自己的感觉。
That's not to pay attention to our feelings.
不要觉得自己好像不好意思。
Oh, to feel embarrassed.
把自己放下。
Let down ourselves.
那这个才是我们能够在神面前赞美的。
And then we can praise God.
我们认得，不是认得哈，因为我们在聚会的，我们那个聚会里头有一位吴老牧师。
It's a Pastor Wovergall among our meetings.
他最早的时候，他是一个德国的一个浸信会的一个传道人。
Originally, he was a preacher in a Baptist church in Germany.
那他有一次，他的哥哥还是弟弟，我不记得，带他去参加另外一个形式的聚会。
One time, his brother took him to a meeting in another format.
当他一进去那个聚会的时候，他看到那里头的人，有的人站在那里，有的人举手。
And then as he stepped into the meeting, he saw these people standing or raising their hands. And they were all praising God with their own voice.
他就觉得说怎么样到神的家里头这样子好像这么乱。
And then he felt so noisy and chaotic in God's house.
因为他们原来是非常保守的一个聚会。
Because he came from a very conservative meeting background.
但是他进到那个聚会里头，他感受到神的同在。But
then when he entered into the meeting, he felt God's presence.
他觉得说这里跟他的聚会不太一样。So
he felt this is different from his own church.
然后在上面带领聚会的人就说，我们要忘记自己。And
then the song leader says, let's forget about ourselves.
我们举起手来敬拜神。Let's
raise our hands and worship God.
然后他那个里头就想要举这个手。
He wanted to lift his hands.
但是他说他那两条手好像两条大火腿一样，非常的重。
But he felt that his two arms are so heavy, he couldn't lift them.
但是到最后他就说，他说主啊，让他去了。But
then, he finally says, okay, Lord, I'll just let it go.
死就死了。
If I die, I die.
他就举起两个手来。
So he lifted up to his two hands.
然后里头的赞美就出来了。
And then the praises also come out.
在那里大声的赞美。
So he praised God with loud voice.
他说那一次的顺服。
So that obedience.
他这个人在神的面前被神整个打开了。
And then he suddenly became open before God.
那个自己老我的一个捆绑断开了。
That the bondage of the old self was broken.
从那个时候开始，他变成一个赞美的人。
From there on, he became a person of praise.
他后来做见证，他说：“如果我没有那样子的顺服的话，我今天不可能服侍主。”
Later on, he testified, "If I did not obey at that time, today it would be impossible for me to serve God."
我不能够在一个这样子圣灵同在的聚会里头服侍。
I could not serve God in a meeting full of God's presence.
后来从他们那个聚会里头分出了很多的宣教士。
So from his meeting, they sent out many missionaries.
有的去德国，有的去非洲，有的去台湾，有的去印度。
Some to Germany, some to Africa, to Taiwan, to India.
那台湾的，我相信有的弟兄姐妹晓得，像荣教士、林教士，就是从那个地方出去的。
The ones that went to Taiwan was like Missionary Young and those people.
他们在台湾有了一个西安堂的聚会。
And then in Taiwan, they established Church of Praises.
但是。 找吴老牧师他的见证来说，他如果那个时候没有把自己完全的让给神，
But then according to Reverend Wovergall, if he did not let go of himself and surrender to God,
他说他没有办法有以下的这一些的服事，
He would not have all the services that followed.
而这个赞美很重要，
So important to praise.
这个舍己很重要，
And this lay down of himself was very important.
把自己放在祭坛上很要紧，
It's important to let ourselves on the altar.
有一天主必须要把我们这一个人整个把它破碎掉。
One day God will completely break ourselves.
然后让我们单单的来敬拜神。
So that we can come purely for God.
我们也记得大卫的故事。
We remember the story of David.
大卫当他把这个约柜要带到大卫城的时候，
When he brought the ark into the city of David,
大卫就在这约柜前面，他就在那边跳舞。
And David danced before the ark.
然后他的妻子就讥笑他，
And then his wife ridiculed him.
就说你真是了不起哈。
So you're very dignified today.
你这个王在这个众人的仆人面前跳舞，跳的身体都给人家看到了。
So you danced before your slave girls, and you even up to a point that you exposed yourself.
你想大卫他怎么回答呢？
Do you know how David replied?
要不要我们来看一看？
Let's all look at it together.
我们看一下， 撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
第六章,
chapter 6.
在这里有一句话很重要,
There's one important verse.
在14节,
in verse 14.
他说在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
He says, David danced before the Lord with all his might.
十六节的后头。
And then verse 16.
就说到米迦他看见大卫王在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞。
And that Michal, the daughter of Saul, saw from a window that the King David was dancing.
然后到了最后，大卫在二十一节，大卫对米迦说，这是在耶和华面前。
And then in verse 21, David said to Michal, it was before the Lord.
二十一节的最底下他说，所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞。
It says, I will dance and celebrate before the Lord.
大卫他能够在众人的面前不顾自己王的地位。
That David was able to lay down his position as a king to dance before the Lord.
他能够在那边跳舞，竭力的跳舞赞美神。
That he was able to dance with all his might and praise God.
因为大卫的心里知道他是在耶和华的面前。
Because he knew that he was before God.
所以在这里有四个地方一再的提到他是在耶和华的面前跳舞。
So four places he mentioned that he danced before the Lord.
今天我们要赞美敬拜的时候，我们一定要知道我们是在耶和华的面前。
So today when we worship and praise Him, we have to know that we are before the Lord.
如果我们还注意到旁边的人的时候，有的时候我们不敢赞美。
But if we care about people around us, then we will not dare to dance.
如果你要顾虑到别人怎么样想你的话，你也不敢赞美。
If you care about other people's opinion of you, then you will dare not to praise.
所以我们要像大卫一样，知道在神耶和华的面前，我们来赞美。
So we shall be like David. We know that we are before God when we praise Him.
好，所以我们看到今天我们要赞美的时候有许多的好处哈。
So that we can see that there are many benefits to praise God.
赞美的时候，神的同在临到。
When we praise, God's presence will be here.
当神的同在来的时候，他把得胜赐给我们。
And when His presence is here, He gives us victory.
当我们借着赞美的时候，我们可以把这个老我在神的面前破碎掉。
Through praise that we can break our old self.
能够使我们里面的灵能够出来敬拜神。
So that we would be able to release our spirit to worship Him.
那最后我们要提醒一下，就是我们怎么样来赞美。
Lastly, how do we praise?
我们第一个就是说我们要全人用来，全人来赞美神。
First, we should praise God with all our being.
如果弟兄姐妹有机会的话，可以到诗篇里头去查一查啊。
If you have a chance, you can go to research in Psalms.
诗篇里头讲到我们赞美有许许多多的方式。
Psalm tells us all kinds of ways to praise God.
我想我就不去读它了。那里讲到我们举起我们的手来赞美他。
Mentions lift our hands to praise Him.
我们要用欢乐的嘴唇来赞美他。
And praise Him with joyful lips.
我们要拍掌，在神的面前拍掌。
We'll clap our hands.
我们以夸胜的声音向神呼喊。
We shout with a triumphant voice.
我们在神的面前跳舞。
We dance before God.
我们也可以在神的面前欢呼。
We can shout for joy.
我们可以用诗歌来赞美他。
We can sing to Him.
这里讲到就是说我们的全人都要用来赞美神。
So we should use our whole body to praise God.
每一个部分都要来赞美神。
Every part of our body shall praise God.
因为我们把全人献上当作活祭。
Because we have offered our whole body as a living sacrifice for Him.
那在这个赞美的时候，许多时候要有一些征战哈。
And sometimes it involves battlefield.
我们需要顺服。
We need to obey.
我刚才提的那一位林教士。
And then there's a missionary Lin.
他现在已经是八十九岁。
He's about in 89.
他八十岁的时候从台湾回来了。
And then when he was 80 years old, he came.Back from Taiwan.
前阵子我们跟他在一起，又在谈谈啊，有点交锋。
Recently, we had some sharing together.
他讲到，他说他在去台湾之前
Sister Linda. And then she mentioned that before she went to Taiwan.
他在一个聚会的里面，他们都在赞美。
And then there was a meeting that everyone was praising God.
他那个时候里头有一个病在他的身上。
At that time, she has a disease in her.
已经有七年的时间，他们一直为他祷告。
They've been praying for that sickness for 7 years.
但是在那一个聚会的里头，他有一个感动，圣灵叫他起来跳舞。
But at that meeting, she felt that the Holy Spirit urged her to stand up and dance.
他顺服了。
She obeyed.
当他起来跳舞的时候
，So when she got up and danced,
神的医治临到她身上
，Healing of God came.
她说她七年呢，她一步的顺服
，Because of that single step of obedience,
抵得上她七年的祷告
，It's worth more than 7 years of praise.
这是她的一个感受
And that's how she felt.
有的时候我们在赞美的时候, 神的感动来的时候, 我们要顺服。
So when we praise God, if the move of the Holy Spirit comes, we shall obey.
像刚才的吴劳牧师, 他就举起手来赞美。
Like Reverend Wolfgang, he just raised his hands.
就把他打开了他一个服侍的一个门。
And that opened up a new door for his services.
这位林教士, 他顺服主起来跳舞。
And this missionary, Sister Linda, she obeyed God and stood up and danced.
她也得到医治。
She received healing.
所以当我们要来顺服主来赞美的时候，主还会做很多的事在我们身上。
So when we obey God and praise Him, God will do many wonderful works on us.
好，第二件事情，我们要用乐器，各种的乐器来赞美神。
Secondly, we shall praise God with all sorts of musical instruments.
最早的时候，我对这个实在没有办法接受。
At the beginning, I just could not take this.
我最早去参加这样聚会，听到人家用这个鼓啊、锣啊这些东西，我觉得好像进到了夜总会一样。
When I first time went to a meeting where I see brothers and sisters use the cymbals and drums to praise God, I felt I went into a nightclub.
但是后来主就借着这一张圣经，好像当时就提醒我。
But then the Lord reminded me of this Psalm.
150篇。
Psalm 150.
里头有各种的乐器来赞美神。
Where it listed all kinds of musical instruments.
慢慢主也给我里头有点认识。
And then gradually the Lord led me to know.
这些乐器本来就应当用来赞美神的。All
these instruments were designed to praise God.
只是神的教会没有去使用它。Because
God's church did not use them.
而让这个世界把这些乐器拿去做这一种不应该用的目的。And
then the world used these instruments for the wrong reason.
我们今天要用各种的乐器来赞美神。Today
we ought to use all kinds of instruments to praise God.
刚才我听到刚才那有一个 keyboard 里头什么都有啊。
And then I just heard that there's everything in that keyboard.
实在很好啊,
That's great.
省了好多麻烦。
Saves a lot of trouble.
有一件事情我们要稍微提醒一点的。
One thing I want to remind ourselves.
就是说有一些的音乐我们要有一个选择性。
We need to choose our music.
有一次有一个非洲的宣教士, 他大概有30-40年没有回到美国。
There was this missionary who went to Africa that he hasn't been back to the States for 30-40 years.
有一次他回到美国，就是在一个聚会里头, 他跟我们分享他在非洲的服事。
And then one time he came back from Africa and he had a sharing with us.
他说他一进到美国, 听到了这些音乐。
And then he says, soon as he came back to the States and he heard this music.
这些 beat, 这些什么拍子啊, 节奏啊,
And then he heard these beats.
就跟他在非洲看到听到那一些巫师巫婆啊 在带着他们敬拜假神同样的一个节奏。
And those beats and rhythms are exactly the same as those voodoos they use in Africa to worship idols.
他说美国已经不知不觉的已经是落到这样子一个音乐的里面。
Gradually, American Christians have fallen into that kind of path.
所以我们在选音乐的时候，我们要小心的选。
Therefore, we need to be careful when we choose our music.
要能够在神的膏抹底下的诗歌，我们来用。
Use those songs that are anointed by God.
另外一件事情，我们在赞美的时候，我们要用心灵和诚实。
And also, we shall praise Him in spirit and truth.
许多的时候，他们用主耶稣也是讲法利赛人，他们用嘴唇亲近主，心却远离主。
Just like Jesus accused the Pharisees that they worship God with their lips, but their hearts are far away from God.
也是大概20多年前，我第一次去参加这一种比较开放一点的这个赞美的聚会。
About 20 years ago, when I first went to this kind of praise meetings.
当前面领诗的人一开始唱诗。
When the song leader started singing.
然后各种乐器就开始动。
And all these instruments started to go on.
然后会众就站起来开始举起手来，就是开始摇摆。
And all Christians would stand up and then they would move their body.
他们一面摇一面摆，一面跟旁边的人讲话聊天。
And then they would shake their body and then they would converse with their friends.
有的时候在嘻嘻哈哈的笑。
Sometimes they would even joke.
有的在吃口香糖。
And then some would chew gum.
有的带着喝的东西在旁边一面喝着。
Oh, they would prepare their own drinks.
让我们看到里头，觉得说这里缺少一个心灵和诚实的敬拜。
So I felt that this meeting lacks spirit and truth.
外头声音都很大。
even though there was a loud voice,
外头有许许多多的活动,
and there's much activity going on,
但是这个心不一定在主的身上,
but the hearts were not on the Lord.
所以我们在敬拜赞美的时候, 第一要紧的, 我们要用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So the most important thing when we worship is to worship in truth and spirit.
当这个敬拜的灵来了以后,
when the spirit of praise comes,
我们的身体再配上,
then our body will follow.
我们不要用我们的身体来这里取代了我们的心灵和诚实。
Do not use the movement of body to replace the worship of our hearts.
所以这个要很小心啊。
Let's be very careful.
另外一件事情我想提到的就是说赞美是我们每一天的生活。
And another thing I want to mention is that praise should be our everyday life.
今天我们要过一个生活，就是进到至圣所里面的生活。
Today we should live a life that we live in the holy of the holies.
我们不单单是在聚会的时候，我们这样来赞美他。
Not only that we praise him in our meetings.
而是在我们生活里头，我们终日口里头满了尽荣耀和赞美。
But in our everyday life, all day long, our lips shall be filled with praise.
今天主耶稣把这一个路已经给我们开了。
Today Jesus has already opened this way.
使我们进到至圣所里头来敬拜神。
So that we can worship God in the holy of the holies.
同时我们也在至圣所里面过生活。
And also we can stay there and live.
我们必须要有一个圣洁的生活。
We ought to live a godly life.
我们要有一个住在主里面的生活。
We ought to dwell in God.
然后我们的敬拜、我们的赞美跟我们生活都调在一起。
So that our life will be our life and praise will be the same.
如果弟兄姐妹回去看一下以赛亚书第一章那里所讲到的情形。
If you have time, when you go home, let's look at Isaiah chapter 1.
他们虽然来到神的殿里头敬拜献祭。
Even though Israelites came to the temple to offer sacrifices.
但是神不喜欢他们的脂油。
But then the Lord was not pleased with their
神不喜欢听他们所有的赞美。
The Lord was not pleased with their sacrifices nor praises.
神厌烦他们的供物。
The Lord despised their praise, their sacrifices.
因为他们过了一个犯罪的生活。
Why? Because they live a sinful life.
他们过一个退后不认主的生活。
And they withdraw, they will not recognize God.
他们没有在神的面前过一个圣洁的生活。
They did not live a godly life to honor God.
那这样子的赞美神不喜欢。
And God does not like this type of praises.
所以我们把我们的赞美跟我们的生活要配在一起。
So our life should be mixed, should match up our praise.
平常我们就过一个亲近主的生活。
So that we will live a life that we constantly draw near to God.
时时刻刻我们的心来亲近他。
Constantly our heart is near him.
常常我们用我们的心来赞美他。
Often our hearts shall praise him.
在生活的里头我们跟随圣灵的带领。
And then we follow the teaching of the anointing.
然后一直不断地住在主的里面。
And we continue to dwell in him.
我们认清我们现在是在至圣所里面过日子。
We have to know that we live in the holy of the holy.
当我们有这样子认识的时候,
when we have this awareness,
然后当我们在一起赞美, 那才有意义。
And then when we praise, that will be meaningful.
这样子神才喜欢。
Then it will please God.
神不是单单喜欢我们在这里, 有外面的敬拜和赞美。
God does not just want the outward praises.
神要我们的生命生活都是属于他的。
He wants our life and our whole being to belong to him.
所以让神给我们有一个赞美的生活。
May the Lord give us a life of praise.
也让我们能够在一起的时候给神当得的敬拜和赞美。
And then when we get together, we shall give him all the glory and praises.
好，我们今天啊，交通到这里。
And this will be my sharing.
好吧，我们就一起低头，我们为了今天的信息，我们有一些的祷告。主啊，我们这些蒙恩的罪人，我们应当天天来赞美我们的主。主啊，我们知道说你一般造出了万有，你造了我们这些人，为的是让我们这些罪人。
阿门。主啊，我们说欢迎气息的，都应该赞美我们的神。我们的姐妹们的罪人啊，我们更应该赞美。你说。耶稣啊，赞美你，让我有赞美的声音。让我每一天，主啊，当我赞美的时候，我们的心，我们的灵，我们心口合一的来赞美你。阿门。主啊，你不让我们外口头来赞美你，心却来远离你。耶稣啊，赞美你，跟在我。阿门。我们也知道说，我们赞美你，我里面就充满了喜乐。是的，就是。我们越赞美，我们人里就越高兴。阿门。耶稣啊，我也知道。 主，为了你的所事我们向你赞美，主为了主、啊、你所做的我们更是向你赞美。是的，主叫我们主、啊、在里面那个赞美的生命因着我们遇到你，我们就可以发出美词，我们就可以将荣耀来归给你。我们谢谢你主。是的，在信心中我们可以宣告你的得胜，主在信心中主我们也可以看到你的荣美。主实在不是我们这一个人主、啊、在难处中可以发出赞美，是因为实在主啊，你那个得胜作王的生命主啊住在我们里面。主，当我们每次抬头仰望，我们就看到你自己的荣耀。我们谢谢你，是的，赐给我们一个赞美的生命，赐给我们一个赞美的嘴唇，主好叫我们常常主啊终日都可以将赞美主啊为祭来献给你。我们谢谢你保守我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。